You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
To ride. Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Kind of gigging, Johnny, till I die.
They all listen to like most music, you know, and that's what we're doing is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like, and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche, and we're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, listeners, to this edition of Revolution Rock. So glad to be with you in this evening. We're going to be giving you a huge show. We actually have a lot of featurettes that are going to be taking place on this program. We're continuing our featurette, actually, about a guitarist who has had a profound influence and yet has not really gotten a lot of recognition. We started a segment on him last week, and we're continuing on with his work with Susie and the Banshees. That would be
John McGosh.
We're also going to be having a featurette on Mono Negatives, who we're going to be highlighting an interview, which will be posted to revrock.blogspot.com. We're going to be doing a little bit of a featurette as well, celebrating the music of the Byrds, but we're going to be focusing on their legacy, playing a number of covers that various groups coming from different genres and backgrounds have performed of the Byrds songs. And then to start things off, I hate to always say we're going to start off on a somber note, but it seems like lately we've been doing that quite a bit. There's been another passing of a legendary musician, Jack Lee.
Yeah, Jack Lee, most people might not know the name, but they would definitely know his best-known song, which was Hanging on the Telephone, covered by Blondie, and it became a subsequent hit after that happened. But before any of that happened, in 1976, Jack Lee, Paul Collins, and there was a third member whose name is escaping me, formed The Nerves, and they were basically a power pop band, and a little bit wiry with their sound. They were very influenced by the energy and, I guess, ethos of punk, but they really weren't a punk band, and they played in these punk clubs with bands like The Germs and all of those bands from the LA punk scene at that time, and they were not around very long. They put out one EP called The Nerves, which did feature Hanging on the Telephone and a couple other great songs, and then they kind of split. The bands went into their own different directions. Paul Collins has been in numerous bands called such as the Plimsolls, and then as a solo artist. And Jack Lee did record two solo albums, including writing songs for other artists later on, following Blondie covering Hanging on the Telephone, such as Suzy Quatro and a couple others. But he just was a really, really great songwriter, and he wrote these really catchy, memorable songs. So we're actually going to start off the show with the song original, Hanging on the Telephone, from the EP.
That's right. Now, this is something that's kind of like traveling back in time, because I know it was almost a year or two ago, we actually did a featurette on The Nerves just out of pure love of the band.
EP, yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately we have to revisit it for this reason, but if you're not familiar with Jack Lee, definitely check out The Nerves. It's well worth doing so. There's a great compilation record out called One Way Ticket you can check out that features a lot of Jack Lee's music, and that is actually going to be featured in this set as well. So if you have anything you want to hear in this edition of Revolution Rock, we do encourage you to give us a call at 519-971-3630 or at 1-855-344-2526.
Okay, and we're going to get started with Hanging on the Telephone and a couple outtakes from this EP, written and sung by Jack Lee.
Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Say, baby, you
You are tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM. I'm Adam here with Dave, and this is Revolution Rock, bringing you rock and roll music throughout your Saturday evening up till 9 o'clock. Then we're going to have Mark Casabon in with the Cowboys and Indies program. For now, though, we're going to be playing some great rock and roll music throughout the next 2 hours. You're going to want to stay tuned to hear new songs from Proto Martyr, King Cruel, Tunic, Bully, and much, much more. But we started off that set with a tribute to Jack Lee, who was, of course, the principal songwriter for The Nerves, who passed away. You know, we'll talk about his legacy in a bit, but you can definitely hear how far-reaching that legacy went with some of the artists that we actually ended off that set list, including the final artist, Mac DeMarco.
Yeah, Mac DeMarco has released a lot of songs in the last 2 years, most notably this last album. Maybe you could tell us a bit about this album.
It's long. It's like really long. I think it's 100 songs without an exaggeration. And basically this stemmed from just a series of jams and improvisation. But regardless, though, he made this massive release that you can download digitally. It's called One Wayne G. So if you like Mac DeMarco, it's really good, kind of jingly guitar work that's really chill, really good to hang out to. Why don't you name the song title for us, Dave?
Is it 2018-0701?
That's right. So he didn't even give titles to these songs. They just each have a numeric title. So, yeah, take that.
So did he write it on or record it on July 1st, 2018?
I'm not really sure what that means. Quite possibly that makes the most sense to me.
Or maybe he recorded it in the year 701.
He could time travel.
That's not how dates and time work.
It's usually not how linear time works, okay. But, you know, Mac DeMarco, I don't think he adheres to linear time. Anyway, interesting stuff. Even though it's a long album, there's a lot of good tracks to call out from that. Highly recommended. Same thing with what we heard before that, actually going back to 2006 to hear two tracks from Sloan.
Yeah, they recently reissued their 2006 double album, Never Hear the End of It, which I really, really did like at the time when it was released, and it's been out of print for a very long time, and now it's back in print, and also it coincided with a special 7-inch that they released featuring some demos and an unreleased song from The Sessions. That, unfortunately, is not online, so I haven't heard those songs yet. But if they do appear online, maybe we can throw those on. But we heard a pair of tracks from this album, which features a collection, as always, from Sloan. Different members write different songs and sing them. But also on this record, there was a lot of really short songs, more so than normal. Some less than a minute, some a minute. And we heard a mixture of the two. We heard a song called Can't You Figure It Out, which I believe was sung by Jay Ferguson, and then Blackout, which was about a minute, sung by drummer Andrew Scott.
And we do want to mention the other members of the group as well, because we actually had a reference to The Nerves, and they were a trio. And this trio featured Peter Case, in addition to
Paul Collins, mm-hmm. and Jack Lee. So Jack Lee played guitar and sang, Peter Case played bass and sang, and Paul Collins played drums and sang when it was their own composition.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to point out the fact that I think the guitar work done here by Jack Lee is phenomenal. There's this proto-jangle pop element to his work, going back to that first Nerves EP, where it does make them stand out. Certainly they had that power pop element, but we were discussing this when we were hearing a track from his solo debut record. It really sounded a lot like what would happen later on in the 1980s with a lot of jangle pop revival bands. Bands like R.E.M. and The Smiths, to name like the most obvious ones. But definitely that element was present in his music. And speaking of which, we do want to talk about his debut solo record, which was released in 1981, titled with a bit of a misnomer.
Yeah.
I'll let you explain this.
Jack Lee's Greatest Hits Volume 1 was the name of the 81 album. And we heard Give Me Some Time. Now, actually, Paul Collins does play drums on a track or two on this release, mm-hmm. Which showed that even though the band did split up, they were still kind of in good musical faith with one another. If that's the right way to say that, I don't know. But before that, we heard a trio of tracks from The Nerves.
Oh, wait, I don't think we actually named the song from Jack Lee.
Give Me Some Time.
Give Me Some Time, yeah. And again, from Jack Lee's Greatest Hits Volume 1, despite the title, is actually a debut studio record. And as Dave was saying, a trio of tracks from The Nerves before that, What did we hear?
So in 2008, they put out a compilation called One Way Ticket, which is named after a song that I believe, you know what, I don't remember which member wrote it, but it wasn't Jack Lee. And it featured a collection of the EP, some songs that didn't make the EP that they recorded, live recordings, demos, and some bands related to the Nerves that came after. So we heard a demo version of the song Letter to G, which I believe appeared on Jack Lee's first album. He did re-record a bunch. Well, they were never released, so he did record a lot of those early songs that were never used throughout his solo career. And he even did redo Hanging on the Telephone on that album, and it is good, but I do feel the version with the Nerves is the strongest. Prior to that, we heard an outtake from the album Sessions, Paper Dolls, and that can also be found on One Way Ticket. And then we started off with Hanging on the Telephone from the 1976 Nerves EP, which of course would be much more known. Now, people actually think it's a Blondie song because they covered it.
You know, even back in the 1990s, people praised David Bowie for covering Nirvana, you know, whenever he played Man Who Sold the World live. So, you know, it's not too surprising. But, you know, with all of that said, Jack Lee was a very underrated guitarist and songwriter who never really quite got his due in his lifetime, which is a shame. But definitely do yourself a favor. Check out his discography. Even though it's not that vast, you know, it is rich. And I will say it's highly recommended, especially for that jangle pop sound he had. And speaking of jangle pop, coming up next, something very exciting that we're going to be hearing. We're actually going to be playing a tribute to the Byrds.
Yes, in covers form.
That's right. So, you know, a few months back, David Crosby passed away, and I went back to listening to some more music from the Byrds. It reignited my love for the band, and I just realized, even though there have been so many covers of their songs, I just didn't realize the full scope of their influence until I really took it in. And I wanted to play a survey of artists who have covered, from various genres and standpoints, songs from the Byrds. And we're going to start off with one of our favorite groups, a Canadian band that we actually had the opportunity to see live not too long ago, the Sadies. We're going to go back to their 2001 effort, Tremendous Efforts, and hear their version of Wasn't Born to Follow. And we're also going to hear some other artists in here, including one I did not expect actually to be covering the Byrds, The Raining Sound.
I thought you were going to say Dinosaur Jr.
Well, actually, I would say Dinosaur Jr. makes more sense to me. And there's going to be two other songs here which I think are kind of like the epochal covers of Byrd songs, or at least for people of a certain generation, but you're going to know what I'm talking about once we play it. Either way, we're going to get to that coming up next. Just before we do, we're going to give you a brief reminder of what station you're tuned into and a quick PSA before getting to the music here on Revolution Rock.